All right, John, thank you so much for speaking with me this morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Kareem. Thank you for asking, and thank you for the interview.
Cool. So I just want to get we just want to know a little bit more about you and kind of your background and what kind of drives you to be like a community organizer. So first off, can you tell us a little bit about you?
All right, I suppose I could do that. My name is John Morgan, as previously stated. I'm from Latonia, Covington, so I'm new to Westside. It's been kind of a bit trying to orient myself around here. I went to Holmes High School, graduated from there years ago. I used to be in music theater. That was one of the few consistent things I did over there. And one of my career or dream ideas is to be a writer someday.
Great. What type of stuff do you like to write?
Mostly fiction. I think it's going to be science fiction or mixture of... I'm trying to remember what the term is. Like modern fantasy or something? I'll look back up later.
That's all right. I think that's awesome. Have you...
I've tried to write a book, yeah, but the hard part is I have to try... It's not... Like, I'm a bit of a perfectionist, and the thing is with writing is that you won't always have everything on the first go. You have to do multiple drafts, and that kind of both frustrates but intrigues me. Plus, I kind of learned, like, it used to be actor is a dream, because again, music theater, but then I realized music theater, I mean, people in, like, movies or whatever don't always have stable incomes. And writing is easier because you could possibly be working at a job on the side and then writing at your spare time. So, yeah, that seems to be easier for me. And so I just need to, once I get the writing done part finished, I'll have to find a publisher. And so, or just try to self-publish it myself, but either way,
well, that sounds awesome. It sounds great. Well, tell me a little bit about your project that you're doing for the Fresh Low Fellows program.
My project is Taste of Westside. That's why I called it. It's probably not the best title in the world, but yeah, I feel like it works. Anyway, in my years as living here in Covington, I kind of realized that a good number of businesses are more or less small/family owned. And sometimes they get closed down because of bigger franchises, which, don't get me wrong, some of those can be good, but there has to be a balance. So my project was to ask people who were coming here for taxes, they would be able to get a taste of the food being catered if they were hungry. And I would ask them a survey to see if they recognize the food and know the places, or if they don't, and so educate them and ask if they would want it again. It's to encourage them to, hey, there's some local stuff here, maybe we should try it. It would, in a way, spread equity, and also, I guess, be fair to all businesses, give everyone a shot.
That sounds like a great project. What made you, what helped you come up with that project?
Ironically enough, the catering here had some food from a place called Gutierrez Deli. It felt good, like, was wondering, hey, how many other people know about this? And so I guess that was kind of the mindset behind it.
That's a great idea. And a lot of people, even though they live in the West Side, a lot of people don't know about all of the great food that's available in the West Side. Do you see this project growing larger, or do you think this is just a one-time deal?
I'm honestly not sure. This might be a one-time deal since I'm not sure how often I could cater from other restaurants like this. I mean, like, it could be done again in the future at another day, but I'm pretty sure it wouldn't be just like a monthly deal or whatever. Since, like, again, I'm not sure how many people are aware of this. This is sort of the test run.
Gotcha, okay. What's the most interesting thing that you've learned during the entire Fresh Low program?
The most interesting thing I've learned in the Fresh Low program. That's kind of a doozy, because there's a lot of things I've learned here that are interesting. Like, again, I've been learning more about the place, like Westside and the center. like, again, the new food places that are pretty good. The projects that have been done, like ones like the shop that involves tool renting and the chicken farm around here. That's the first time seeing one in the middle of a city. I guess learning more about the Google Drive on the computer, that's actually going to be helpful in the future, especially Google Docs. So I'm not sure what would be the most interesting, but those are a few examples I can come up with.
Okay, that's not that. I mean, those are great examples. So what is something that you wanted to learn or that you wanted to learn throughout the program that you didn't learn or that you want to continue to learn about?
Well, I wasn't expecting to learn much about Google Drives. I can't really say that. I mean, I kind of know more about it. I guess it would be so much the leadership skills, sort of, since time management is one of my weaknesses that I need to work on. And I'm a bit with socially. Sometimes I feel like I'm an introvert or just shy, whatever. So this is kind of helping me out too. So I guess just more ways to improve upon that.
Okay, you know what? Everyone's actually trying to improve upon that a lot of times. So you're not the only one out there. Well, John, thank you so much for sitting down with me. And I can't wait to experience your program this Saturday.
All right, thank you, Kareem.
All right.